think the dark secret of London, and something I'm, the dark secret of London is that you can buy a house without revealing who you are. You can buy property anonymously. And this means that the currency of London is dusty Victorian brick, the clay that kind of crumbles at the touch. And the reason, one of the reasons that this is a currency of speculation is that if you have stolen funds or you have illicit funds in some of the more lawless countries in the world, you can set up an anonymous company in an offshore jurisdiction and then you can buy property in London anonymously. No one needs to know who you are. And when you've done that, your dirty, dirty black cash becomes clean white cash, and then you can use it. Then you can like buy the sports car, then you can buy other things, you can buy jewels, you can buy dinners, and you don't have to worry about people going, what's all these bags of cash? And there has been a deliberate refusal by the government here and by the teams around various prime ministers to acknowledge that problem out of a sense that the country needs investment. And I think there's a very warped sense of who wins and who loses there. One of the nastier trends of the last 25 years is the old British establishment, the kids from public school, increasingly becoming the valets to the super rich, becoming the art collectors, the property dealers, the lawyers, the bankers, to people with much more money from often really tyrannical regimes. And there's been, I think, a diminishing of values. There's been a diminishing of a sense of what's right and what's wrong. If you zoom out and you look at the big picture internationally, there's a looting machine that goes on between poorer countries and richer countries. And from poorer countries, over $1 trillion leaves illicitly and is then laundered through richer countries every year. And that looting machine is not a machine, it's people. It's British bankers, it's French lawyers, it's German accountants. And that's one of the dirty secrets of London, something I'm very angry about.